Grant McCauley joins us at 12:20 on Thursdays to talk Braves. Our 92.9 The Game Braves insider, host of From the Diamond. Grant, how are you?
You back?
Doing all right, guys. How are you?
Yeah, obviously we're kind of, I think, in the same boat with the season coming to a close last night. Just a whirlwind, too, right? Like with last week being what it was, and then having a scramble to play the three, and then the doubleheader, and then fly across the country and play two games, and now it's over. Last night, unfortunately, kind of felt like the season in a nutshell, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and this past week, I mean, it really passed, 72 hours or so that the Braves were playing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday was kind of a microcosm of the season because it was that entire roller coaster. You had a game that you could have won but didn't. Then you had a game that you had to win and did. And then you had an injury. And then you had to, you know, scramble and do this and that and the other. And it's just kind of, it was one of those years where the challenges were many. I think that they were able to overcome a lot of those. They were able to continue to at least chart a course and navigate, have the opportunity to at least sign the guest book in October. A lot of clubs out there don't get that chance, but that wasn't the goal when they set out this year. So there's a lot to, as they say, unpack about the 2024 season. And then I think there's a segment of fans that would like to pack it in a box and never think about it again.
Yeah.
I think I'm one of those, man.
Hey, Grant, two weeks ago, I asked you about Michael Harris. And me and Aaron were talking about the way he did not want to go home. I mean, I don't think any of the guys wanted to go. He did not want to go home. The way he's been playing, Grant, in his maturity, I won't say maturity because he was mature when he got here, but his growth, just from the time he's come back. Can I go back to the question 2 weeks ago? If he's healthy for the year, are we talking about the best center fielder?
Yeah, and he's on a very short list. I mean, you're talking about a guy that at 3 years into the big leagues, in his early 20s still, is I think the best is yet to come for Michael Harris. And he was on an incredible hot streak this last almost 3 weeks. He was one of the sole guys that in this couple of games, and that's not a big sample size, that was able to swing and do the things that you needed to offensively to make you feel like you could get something going. And that, I think, is a lot of what Michael Harris has to offer. It's not just offensively, it's defensively. Yeah. Yep. And he also has a certain energy, I feel like, that goes with his game that is a net positive for this club as well. So I'm excited to see what the future holds for Michael Harris II. Also, I think a lot of people excited to see what the future of a healthy Braves outfield could hold. And he lost 2 months during the season, which kind of derailed things for a while. And I feel like a lot of folks came into the season looking at Michael Harris thinking this could be the breakout star for the club and maybe for in the National League. He would have that opportunity. And hopefully 2025 is more health and more advancement for one of the great young players in the game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the more health part is the story of the year. I mean, it's just what happened. It's unprecedented. It's crazy. It was frustrating. We talked about it all year. Is there more to the struggle or more to the season ending last night than that? Like, because to me, it seems fairly explainable. It's frustrating that it's over, but fairly explainable. And I don't know. I'm not that worked up about it because I think that health will come. Is there anything structural to you that you look at and you're like, yeah, I don't know, health, yeah, but then there's also this stuff that maybe led to the season coming to a premature end?
Yeah, it would be short-sighted to say that injury was the only thing that affected the 2024 Atlanta Braves. I mean, their inability to offensively get on track or make adjustments or approach, I think, are all things that they should put it all out on the table and really look at how can we find ways to improve this incrementally, because you can't guarantee an offensively historic team like they had a year ago. That's the outlier. That is not attainable every single year. Does that mean that they should stop trying to hit the ball hard? Of course not. I mean, I had people in my mentions on social media saying, see, look what the Padres are doing. Yeah, they're hitting weak contact. It's going in the right spot, but they're not planning that. You don't go up there
planning for that.
That's either good or bad fortune for the hitter, but nobody's teaching that anywhere either. So good luck trying to hit it off the very end of the bat in a spot where a defender can't get to it. You know, as great as some of the greatest hitters we could ever talk about were, hit them where they ain't is not built quite like that. So I look at it as the injuries are probably the overriding factor of what affected this team. There's really no debating that. And people that are tired of hearing it or don't want to use it as, you know, the foundation for why this club didn't get where it wants to get are kidding themselves. But that doesn't mean that offensively this club might not want to start revisiting and perhaps embracing a few different approaches and changes to their approach that could benefit them from a situational hitting standpoint, if nothing else.
Hey, Grant, I wrote down something you just said. You said adjustments. Could those adjustments be better with the guys who were injured?
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, and also, I mean, with the injury, I mean, you got robbed of Ronald Acuña Jr. having an opportunity to be who he is for the first couple of months that were pretty slow for him. I got to believe that he was going to be, you know, making an impact at some point. It was just a matter of time. Austin Riley starts swinging the bat well, gets hurt, out for the year. That also hurt this club. So the injuries and the regression by the offense on the whole, which the injuries certainly played a part in, because it wasn't just Ronald Acuña Jr. and Austin Riley. It was Sean Murphy. It was Ozzie Albies. It was Michael Harris missing significant time. And that those are some core players. And then Matt Olson's first half and really into the second half, he didn't get on track until the final couple of months. So, you know, it was just kind of a season in which a whole bunch of things, I think, kind of converged and did not go the way that the Braves were hoping that they would or the way that they had planned for them to go, quite obviously.
Do you think last night is the last time we see Max Fried as a Brave?
That's a good question, and I've had that question a lot, and I'm sure Max Fried has gotten that question a lot, especially in the last 12 or so hours. It's going to become something that he won't be able to run from, but now he doesn't have to pitch through it. But I do feel like he is going to be an in-demand pitcher. I know some folks might look at the postseason numbers and last night's, you know, inability to give the Braves the start that he's capable of giving them as knocks on him, but the bigger resume speaks to an incredibly polished pitcher who has been a huge part of the Braves' success, and there are going to be a lot of other teams out there clamoring for him. I'm not going to sit here and tell you the Dodgers are the only team that's going to want to sign him. I know everybody's looked at it and said, well, he grew up out there. They just spent $1 billion, of which a large portion of that was on three pitchers, one who didn't throw a pitch this year. I'm not sure he fits there, but I'm sure there are going to be a lot of clubs out there that will be interested to see what that fit looks like. And maybe it's the Blake Snell model of you find a deal that you really like this year, and you know, maybe it has team options in it. Maybe you find some way to get creative with it if you have to. But some club out there is going to be willing to pay Max Fried a good amount of money. I am convinced. I'm just not sure that it's going to be the Atlanta Braves at this point.
What about any other position as far as
shortstop?
Okay. I didn't want to come out.
Yeah, we don't have to beat around the bush okay. There. I think that
we all know.
Orlando Arcia is a player who can be a contributor on your roster on the whole, but as a starting everyday player, offensively speaking, this year, that was an exposed weakness for this club. Now, I will also stipulate, so as not to pick on him, he was not the only underperformer this year. And when you have a lineup that doesn't have 630 homer hitters and 340 homer hitters and maybe the best player in baseball leading off, it's harder to hide that. But there's a reason why Orlando Arcia signed a multi-year deal that amounts to about $2 million a year. He's not looked at as that starting top-level shortstop. Defensively, I'm perfectly fine with him. It's great, but it's just not what you need offensively speaking, consistently and historically speaking. And I know this is not a lot of fun to talk about because the 2024 Braves had plenty of blame to go around, but one of the worst seasons hitting with runners on base in the history of the game.
Damn.
You've got to figure out ways to get better than that.
It's wild because it felt like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it felt
like it looked like it.
Yeah,
every time. Might have set a record for two men on, two men out, and not coming through this year. It felt like it happened once a game.
It did.
At one point in the
it
month
did.
Of September.
It did. It's always interesting, or I don't know if it's good, whatever, but it's always interesting when stats actually back up what you feel like you're seeing. Because it felt like it was. Every single night, it's like, all right, comes RC again with runners on second and third. See, we know how this one goes, and it went like that repeatedly. You talked about the outfield and a healthy outfield. I think we know what that means with Harris in center and Acuña in right. What do you think left field looks like going into next year? I know it was a platoon this year, and I know Soler is going to be back, but how do you see them handling that potentially?
Yeah, I mean, the Soler question, I think, is the biggest one for him because, obviously, if Ronald Acuña Jr. is healthy, he's not going to play right field. Soler can play the outfield. I think that it was more exposed and looked worse this year because he hadn't done it at all. And to throw somebody out there, and they knew this was part of the plan. It was a calculated risk, and there were a handful of plays where Jorge Soler clearly cost the Braves some runs, and it seemed to happen every time Chris Sale started, if we're being honest.
Sure
and
did. That's,
you know, probably just, you know, anecdotal, if nothing else, but you know, they've got to figure out what they want to do with.
Sale hit him once with a pitch back in the day.
That may be. Yeah, there may have been something to figure out there. Hopefully not, though. But they've got to figure out what they want to do with Soler, because you can't plug him into DH if you bring back Marcell Ozuna, which I don't see the case for not bringing back Marcell Ozuna.
Grant, is he still on the same offense contract?
He has an option year for next year.
Okay.
Awesome.
So they've got to make that choice as well, and I think that's a pretty easy choice to make as far as the firepower of your offense and bringing that guy back. And really what he has become for this club, whereas the first 2 years were injury and problems and questions, Marcell Ozuna the last 2 years has been a pivotal central figure for this team in a lot of good ways on the field and off, and I don't think you can ignore that.
No doubt. I tried to cut that guy so many times on this radio show.
Oh, a lot of people did.
I was like, I was talking to Bo just a second ago. I was like, damn, how many more years left on this dude? It seems like this deal's been like 7 years.
I know.
It really, really
does.
We
tried to cut him off the first couple years of it 10 times, and then now we're like, can this deal last forever? This guy's amazing. Mm-hmm. Grant, we appreciate the insight all season
appreciate
long.
Appreciate you, my
Thank
brother.
You.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. I appreciate it. Always enjoy talking with you, and hopefully we'll get to have some good talks over the winter about the Braves making some changes that will affect 2025 in a positive way.